This is Tom Warren. We continue our study today of the series of lessons entitled, Suppose Jesus Told You Face to Face, How Would You React? We've already considered, suppose Jesus told you that just being religious is not enough, how would you react? And have pointed out that he has said as much in the Bible already. And what Jesus has said in the Bible is just as forceful as if he were to tell us face to face. We have also considered the question, suppose Jesus told you face to face, perhaps in your own living room, that just being a believer or seeking to be saved by faith only is not enough, but that one must have a living, active, obedient faith, that one must do the acts of obedience which the Bible teaches, grow out of and follow from faith in order to be saved by the blood of Christ. Would you say, oh, that's just your idea about it, and I don't see why one can't be saved this way as well as that? And likely you would say, oh, no, if the Lord told me that face to face, I would do just exactly what he told me to do. But the Bible has said that just in just so many words that we are not saved by faith only, but we are saved by acts of obedience which grow out of our faith. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, and James chapter 2, verses 24 through 26. Now today we continue our study by raising the question, suppose Jesus came to your home and told you face to face that you cannot be saved, you cannot be born again, until, because of your faith in and your love for the Lord Jesus Christ, you obey him in being immersed in water unto the remission of your sins. How would you react to that? Just imagine yourself in that situation. Here is Jesus in your living room telling you face to face, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Would you say, now, Lord, that's just your idea about it, and I don't see why one cannot be saved just as well without it? Or perhaps even to cry water salvation, or maybe to say, well, my mother wasn't baptized, and if what you say is true, then my mother's lost, and therefore it cannot be the case. Oh, no, you say, I wouldn't do that if Jesus told me face to face. If the Lord came to my home and told me that I had to be baptized, that is, to be immersed in water in order to be saved, I certainly would not react that way. I would say, well, now, Lord, I want to do that just as soon as I possibly can. I want to do what you've told me and do it in the way you told me and to do it for the reason you told me, just as soon as I possibly can. Well, let me suggest to you that the Lord has done that. He has done that just as surely and to each one of us as if he had told us face to face, even as he did people while he was here upon this earth. Well, you will recall in John, the third chapter, and verse 3, Jesus makes clear that except a man be born again, he cannot see, he cannot experience, that is, and be a part of the kingdom of God. And when the man to whom he was speaking, a man named Nicodemus, said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus then explained how it is that a man can be born again when he is old. For he says, as recorded in verse 5 of the third chapter of John, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now that's just another way of saying, except a man is immersed in water as a means appointed by the Holy Spirit in the gospel record as the means for the new birth, then he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that's another way of saying that he cannot be saved. Recall again the words of Jesus as given in the Great Commission, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Here Jesus makes clear that not just every he, not even the he that just believes, but he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And so you see, Jesus has told us already of the essentiality of being baptized in order to the remission of sins by his blood. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.